solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
So, if a loved one or someone you know has passed away recently, you might be very surprised to learn that you're not in their will if previously you thought you had a good reason to be. So it's very important that when you find this out, you act quickly, and there's no one better to help you act with that than Newton's solicitors. So I'm here with Abby from Newton's. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
So talk me through this then, because this isn't something I thought would be a common problem, but you've just been telling me that it is more common than you think. Why might people believe they have a space in a will and find they've not got it anymore?
For lots of reasons. One especially is nowadays there's lots of relationships where there's been previous marriages, mum and dad might not be together anymore. So that opens up a can of worms when a death unfortunately happens in a family. And one being that you've been essentially cut out but for the marriage.
If you learn that your father's gone away and remarried someone, does that mean that you're opening up to the risk of not being included in a new will because of the new marriage?
Exactly. Usually when parties decide to marry, they're doing so for lots of reasons. So it's one of those things. The relationship is such that you want to provide for each other. So your father goes and marries their new partner, and their new partner then, if they don't make a will, inherits from father's full estates. And in that circumstance, what you've got is you've then got partner inheriting and has testamentary freedom of her own to make her own will, which might not benefit their father's children. It might benefit her own children. So she gets the full benefit of father's estate and then benefits her own children with that. And there is potential for a problem that you've got to look at the length of the relationship, duration, things like that. It might be that the remarriage has been there for a significant number of years, but it might be quite fresh and new. And there's lots of things that you need to look at in order to establish whether there's a valid reason for any child to be cut out of a will.
Sure. So I suppose that as times have changed and families are less sort of one marriage, two kids, etc., it's probably become a much more complex issue, because now there are a greater number of families that are sort of non-traditional in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we tend to see in quite a lot. We tend to see in lots of clients coming to us with simple queries, really, and really exploring their options of what they can do. Is there something we can work with? Every case that comes to us has to be looked at on their facts, because you can imagine no one family is the same at all.
Yeah.
You have to delve deep. So sometimes it can be quite intrusive, especially at a really difficult time for families as well.
Sure.
No one likes to deal with it. And then the heartbreak of then finding out that actually you're not inheriting anything, it is a tough blow for a lot of people. And the thing that we need to get across is act fast. If you're in this situation, you really need to be acting quite quickly. Don't sit on this information for a few months. Come and talk to us, come and speak to us, because there may be something that we can do.
So let's create a scenario, one that I hope never happens to me, but let's imagine that I have a brother and a sister and our mum has just passed away. And I found out that, to my surprise and the surprise of my sister and brother, I'm not actually in the will at all. Is there anything I can do?
Yes, definitely. So in this circumstance, what I would be saying to you is, please bring with you a copy of the will, bring with you a copy of the death certificate, any other documentation that you may have, because obviously your relationship with your mother might be such that you've had conversations about a will. She might have brought up the fact that she wanted you to inherit something. All of that is very relevant. So if you can bring all of that documentation to the meeting, that would be really helpful. Another thing to look at is the relationship with your brother and your sister. In this circumstance, if you have a really good relationship with them, it might be that you don't even need to approach them. They might say, that's absolutely not fair. We can make arrangements for you to inherit from mum. We can give a proportion of the share that we're inheriting to you. That's always an angle to consider, because a lot of siblings do get on. However, when it comes to money and people passing away, it can change the relationship and the relationship dynamics, and people do then start to question why mum might have cut someone out the will. So the first step really is, for me, would be to contact the solicitor who prepared the will. So I would be writing to them with what we call a lark and nugus statement. It's based on a case from the 1970s, whereby it put forward some good practice guidelines for solicitors who are preparing wills. Basically, those solicitors are to keep a good record of the instructions they received from the client when preparing the will, making sure that they document how the will was signed and executed, where they met, who was in attendance. It's very important. All of those things become very important further down the line. Also, whether they have to keep a record of whether the client understood the impact of the decisions they were making with their will. And also, the attendance note should highlight if there are any discrepancies with children and inheritance. The attendance note should highlight the solicitor talking about that and suggesting that there is a potential here for a claim in the future. Is it definitely what you want to do? Advising them in relation to the future and potential claims and the possible upset that it is going to cause.
So if people want to get some information from Newtons, what's the best way to approach you?
We've got a very good website with all our contact details on, of the litigation team as well, so you can navigate yourself to the dispute resolution litigation page. You can also email, contact, there's a few litigation solicitors who deal with these types of matters, so they're always the first port of call.
Brilliant. So if you believe you've been unfairly written out of a will and you'd like to contest it, there is hope for you, and you can get in touch with companies like Newtons who will be able to help you through.
Yes.
Wonderful. Abby, thank you very much.
No problem.
Newtons Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.